Take our Bibles and please turn with me to the book of Genesis. Once again, Genesis chapter 21. We're going to continue to study the life of Ishmael and Isaac. Genesis chapter 21. Last Sunday morning we noted the fact that within this event we have some valuable lessons concerning the work of the flesh and our dealings with that sinful nature within us in order to walk in victory. Note here in Genesis chapter 21 this morning, verses 10 and 11. Genesis chapter 21, verse 10 reads, Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are mindful that Your word is eternal. Your word is true. So I pray, O Spirit of God, that You would lead us into truth and understanding this morning. O God, quicken our minds, quicken our bodies, O God, that we have ears to hear. Lord, teach us from Your word. I pray that You'd meet each one at that point of spiritual need this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. So last Sunday morning, we began looking at this passage of Scripture concerning Hagar and Ishmael and the mandate to have them leave the home of Abraham and Sarah, we began that study by addressing the spiritual principle of dealing with the flesh, the need for you and I to deal with that sinful nature within us. As a child of God, there is a battle that prevails between the spirit and the flesh. And this is well illustrated in the contrast between Ishmael and Isaac. And in dealing with the flesh, we noted there in verse number 9 last Sunday morning the fact that Ishmael was mocking young Isaac, that mock of unbelief, and we noted the fact that we must deal with the flesh, that Ishmael within us that refuses to believe God and refuses to believe that God is true and that God will do what He said He would do. That mocking of unbelief. You and I from time to time have moments of unbelief. There's a good place to say amen. It's true, okay? We're all made of the same stuff. So don't lie to me this morning. You know it's true, okay? All of us, even as blood-bought, redeemed children of God, that have a song upon our heart, our feet have been placed upon a solid rock. To have Christ is to have life eternal. Be it we, from time to time, find ourselves in unbelief. And Ishmael mocked Isaac in unbelief. He chose not to believe that the birth of Isaac was nothing short than a miracle of God. And may God guard our hearts, lest we, like Ishmael of old, mock in unbelief the word of God, what God teaches. And then secondly, we noted the fact that Sarah had the fortitude to say to Abraham, listen, we cannot live together. Isaac is my son and Ishmael is a son of a bondwoman. We need to cast them out. And we noted the fact that as we battle with the flesh, there needs to be a putting off and a putting on. We need to put off the works of the flesh, Ishmael. We need to put on the works of the Spirit, Isaac, the son of promise, the one that was born from above. Jesus Christ said, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Jesus Christ said that ye must be born again. And that little phrase, born again, means literally to be born from above. Isaac's birth was spiritual. Ishmael's birth was natural. We were born into this world via Ishmael, naturally as sinners, condemned in bondage to sin. But we need to be born from above. We need to be born by the Spirit of God. We need a supernatural birth. Just like Isaac was born supernaturally, you and I need to be born again into the family of God. And Sarah said to Abraham, we need to cast out the bondwoman, Hagar, and Ishmael. Now go to Galatians chapter 4, please. Galatians chapter 4. This spiritual application is not something that I have dreamt with up in my mind. It's in the Word of God. And the Bible wants us to take note the fact there is a serious spiritual application between Ishmael and Isaac. Note there in Galatians chapter 4, please. Note there in verse 22, 23 and 24. Galatians chapter 4, 22, 23 and 24. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, a physical birth, man's works. But he of the free woman was by promise, birth, it was a spiritual birth. It was a supernatural working of God, the birth of Isaac. Note then verse 24. Which things are an allegory. An allegory is a story that has a spiritual meaning behind it. And we need to take note, when God tells us this is an allegory, we need to take note of that. There are many authors that commentate on the Bible that allegorize the Word of God. And that is not correct unless God gives authority to allegorize. And God gives us here the authority to allegorize the story between Ishmael and Isaac, that their lives, their births, and everything about them teaches us some spiritual lessons, has some spiritual meanings therein. Which things are an allegory, verse 24. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendered to bondage, which is Hagar. Then it goes on to say, in verse 25, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is, and which is in bondage with her children. But note verse 26, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. So between Isaac's birth was physical. Isaac's birth was via physical means. Ishmael's birth was via physical means. Isaac's birth was a supernatural working of God. And the contrast between the two is that the works of Ishmael have in reference to the law and the bondage that comes with the law condemning you and I as sinners. So the life of Ishmael illustrates for us the law, as opposed to the life of Isaac illustrates for us the work of grace, that God doing for us that which we could not do in our own strength. The birth of Isaac was a supernatural working of God. It was a birth from above. So Ishmael is in reference to our physical birth that brought us into this world and condemns us as sinners, condemned under the demands of the law, which we cannot meet. But Isaac illustrates for us that birth from above, that spiritual birth that comes via Jesus Christ and receiving Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. So we've got law and grace, we have works and faith. Isaac was a produce of faith. Ishmael was a works of man. Sarah and Abraham took matters into their own hands. God's promise fulfillment was delayed, and they had a child via physical means, the works of the flesh. And when we look at Isaac and when we look at Ishmael, we have a contrast when it comes to salvation. There are those that believe that salvation can be obtained by one's own works, one's own efforts. But the Bible teaches the absolute contrary. The means of salvation is by the grace of God. And it's via faith, and it's via faith alone. We need to be born from above. Born from above by receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior. So there is this issue of salvation that is illustrated in the life of Ishmael as opposed to Isaac. But also there is the issue of sanctification. There in Galatians chapter 4 once again, if we read on in Galatians chapter 4, if you move down to verse number 29. So the life of Ishmael in a nutshell illustrates man's works in order to obtain salvation, which is not possible. But Isaac illustrates for us that we need a supernatural birth. We need God to do a supernatural work from above. We need to be born again by God's Spirit. So Ishmael, Isaac, works for salvation, salvation by grace through faith. That's what the life of Isaac illustrates. But also note then verse 29, please, of Galatians 4. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. So the life of Ishmael and Isaac is an allegory to teach us the battle that prevails between the flesh, the sinful nature within you, and the work of the Spirit within you. And note here in verse 29, the Bible reads that the flesh persecuted the Spirit. Ishmael persecuted Isaac. And if you are a blood-bought child of God, you are a child of Isaac, so to speak, a child of Abraham, so to speak. Ishmael is present in the work of the flesh, that sinful nature. And just like Sarah wisely said, we need to cast out the works of the flesh. We need to cast out Hagar and Ishmael and live according to the Spirit. So we note that the mandate, beloved, that we as a child of God, for those of us that have been born from above, those of us that have been born again by the Holy Spirit of God, by placing our faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, through repentance and faith, we have the witness of God's Spirit within us, but yet we need to be mindful that Ishmael is still there. The works of the flesh are still there, and there will be a battle between the flesh and the Spirit. Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael and Isaac. And God tells us in His Word, we need to deal with Ishmael. Ishmael needs to be put off, and we need to live under the dominion of Isaac, the Spirit of God. That was our emphasis last week. Instead of allowing Ishmael to roam freely within our lives and have control of our lives, we need to cast off Ishmael, the works of the flesh. And we need to yield our lives unto God in order to fulfill works of righteousness, as Romans chapter 6 teaches us. If you go back to Genesis chapter 21, so the works of the flesh deal with the issue of unbelief, deal with the issue of salvation, works as opposed to grace, and the issue of sanctification, the works of the flesh or walking in the Spirit. But note here in Genesis chapter 21, please, verse number 11. As Sarah said to Abraham in verse 10 that we need to cast out the bondwoman and her son, note Abraham's response in verse 11. The Bible teaches us, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. So here in verse number 11, after Sarah had said to Abraham, listen, we cannot coexist. Ishmael and Isaac cannot coexist. And God endorsed that piece of wisdom in verse number 12. And we'll get to that tonight, if you come back tonight. But I want us to zero in on verse number 11, that Abraham was grieved. He was sorrowful. He was mourning. He was distressed. Abraham was distressed about being separated from his son Ishmael. Though Ishmael was a delight to his father. Ishmael at this point is some 16 years of age, is a teenager, fully fledged. But Ishmael, though he was a delight to his father, Ishmael was a product of Abraham's sin. Was he not? In order to have a son, Ishmael, he committed immorality with his wife's slave. Instead, Abraham should have led his wife, should he not? He should have led his wife. Abraham should have said to his wife, Sarah, no, we are going to wait upon God to give us a son as he promised. But unfortunately, Abraham, at a given weak moment, heeded his wife's suggestion, and the end result was that, lo and behold, Hagar the slave is found with child. The rest is history. Ishmael. So it's only natural that Abraham had an affinity to Ishmael. It's his son. That's understandable, is it not? It's not Sarah's son. There's no love lost there, obviously. But it's Abraham's son. It's Abraham's baby, so to speak. So there's an affinity there that Sarah did not have. And that's why the Bible teaches us in verse 11 that this thing was very grievous. It doesn't just say grievous, it teaches us very grievous. Abraham was very distressed about the fact that Hagar and Ishmael need to go. Very distressed about that. Now you'd agree with me that Abraham was mourning, he was grieved, he was distressed about this very fact, simply because he was attached to Ishmael. Am I right or not? He had a natural affinity attachment to Ishmael. But may I submit to you, my friend, Ishmael was a work of the flesh. Ishmael was a work of the flesh. And this is what happens when we allow sin into our lives. We build a relationship with that sin, that work of the flesh. And when it's time, or when we realize that I need to separate, I need to cast out the bondwoman and the son, we grieve. We don't want to let go of that Ishmael, the work of the flesh. Are you with me this morning? This is an allegory to teach us. Why did Abraham grieve over Ishmael? Sarah did not grieve over Ishmael. Because Ishmael was a son of Abraham.
It was because of Abraham's disobedience she bore a son, a work of the flesh. And when you and I yield to the flesh in our lives and we give birth to an Ishmael, it's going to be difficult to let go of that Ishmael. What's the difference? That's why Abraham was very great. Because Abraham had an affinity, Abraham had a relationship with Ishmael. Ishmael was a produce of Abraham. And so likewise, when you and I give room to the devil, we give room to the flesh in our lives, and the flesh moves in, and we give birth to an Ishmael, a sinful, fleshly habit. And then when it's time that we've got to let go and separate and do something about that Ishmael, oh, it's pretty tough. Can you see where I'm going? Talk to me. Can you see where I'm going? Abraham is grieving over Ishmael. Abraham was mourning because of his attachment to Ishmael, the work of the flesh. Let me ask you this morning, are you attached to sin? Are you attached to an Ishmael in your life? Some of us are. Yes, you are. Don't look at me funny. There's an Ishmael in your life that you've had a part in birthing because of your disobedience, and you know that God is saying to you, cast it out. But instead of just obeying God and casting out the Ishmael, you're grieving because you're attached to Ishmael. Talk to me. You're attached to Ishmael, that work of the flesh in your life. Go to Hebrews chapter 12, please. Are you still with me? Okay, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Verse 1, please. It reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed or surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, hinder us. And then let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Note there in verse 1 of Hebrews 12, a reference to laying aside weights. That which is unnecessary weight in your life. It might not be a sin as such, it is a weight. But then the Bible makes reference to that sin. Weight and sin. And we as the people of God can be guilty of bearing, carrying weights and sin. Ishmael's, so to speak, a work of the flesh that we have, because of our choices, we have birthed and they are a part of us because of our disobedience. We have birthed an Ishmael, and now it's time where God is saying to you and I, cast out Ishmael. Ishmael's got to go. That work of the flesh has got to go. You've got to walk in the Spirit. And we find ourselves like Abraham of old, grieving. Oh, Pastor, it's not that easy. Of course it's not that easy. You're attached to your Ishmael. Abraham had 16 years of attachment to his Ishmael. 16 years. Now, how long have you been attached to your Ishmael? And now God has given you and I the ultimatum. It's got to go. And instead of saying, Lord, Yes, sir.
We're grieving.
Oh, it's my son. It's Ishmael. My son, 16 years. My son. We've done much together.
Yeah, sure you have.
Nothing that pleases God. You've lived with Ishmael for the last 16 years, but nothing spiritual.
The Apostle Paul said of Demas in 2 Timothy 4:10, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." Some of us are still wearing the old grave clothes of the past life. Some of us have put back on the old grave clothes of the past life. Some of us have gone out and bought grave clothes that are part of the old life. Yes, you have. And beloved, this morning we need to be prepared. Instead of mourning over Ishmael, we need to let him go. Pastor, that's not easy. Of course it's not easy, because you're attached to him. You've had 16 years of living in the flesh with him. It wasn't easy for Abraham. It wouldn't have been easy for me. It wouldn't have been easy for you. But hey, Ishmael was a work of the flesh. Ishmael was the result of disobedience to the word of God. But because it was a part of Abraham, he grieved over Ishmael, and I'm afraid that many of us, and there could be some even here this morning, that we are struggling in our Christian walk simply because we will not let go of Ishmael. Talk to me. You won't let go of Ishmael. That work of the flesh within your heart. There's something in there that you have birthed via disobedience. There's an Ishmael there, and God is saying to you this morning, let it go, let it go, let it go. Amputate, amputate, amputate. And instead of simply obeying God, we are grieving. Oh, my son Ishmael. We continue to struggle in our Christian walk. See, Ishmael was a work of the flesh. Our sin is the manifestation of the flesh. Are we prepared to let it go? And God said via Sarah, cast out this bondwoman and her son. That is what we call, in biblical counseling terms, radical amputation. Let's say it together. Radical amputation. One more time. Radical amputation. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. What do we call it? Radical amputation. The problem with many of us, the reason why many of us are struggling in our spiritual walk, because you will not practice, let's say it together, radical amputation. You are holding on to your Ishmael. You won't let him go. You're grieving over him. Oh, but it's my son. I've known him for 16 years. It's my son. We've had some good times together. Yeah, I'm sure you have, but not spiritual. Yeah. Nothing spiritual about Ishmael. He was a work of the flesh. And God's calling for radical amputation. God said to Abraham and Sarah, cast out the bondwoman and the son. That's radical amputation. And this is why many of God's people, and some of you are included this morning, you are struggling in your Christian life, and you're up and down in your Christian life. You're here one week, you're not here the next week. You're up one week, you're down the other week. This week you're over here, this week you're over there. You are all over the place spiritually. And the reason why is because there's an Ishmael in your life that you need to radically amputate. And until we radically amputate that Ishmael out of our life, you're going to continue to struggle.
See, Ishmael lived with Abraham for 16 years. What good was Ishmael to Abraham spiritually?
Nothing.
And what good is that Ishmael in your life spiritually?
Why won't you let him go?
Oh, I'm attached to him, Pastor.
Been living together for 16 years.
I left this works of the flesh into my life 16 years ago, and we've been together for 16 years.
Not easy. Of course it's not easy. That's why we need to do what?
Radical amputation.
Amen. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Are you still with me? Okay. I hope I'm making my point clear.
2 Timothy. Now, to radically amputate, amputation, is not a simple piece of surgery, to say the least. Sounds gruesome, does it not? Cut. Not straightforward. Not as simple as bursting a pimple. Nor will heal within a day. You will live again. Amputation is serious. Serious stuff. But God gives us the means in order to spiritually amputate. Successfully. And as we read this morning under during the Bible reading, note then verse 16, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine. Doctrine is truth. What is truth? So in other words, listen to me carefully. If you and I are to cast out Ishmael, radical amputation, we need to make sure that we have a basis for that. The basis of radical amputation to cast out Ishmael has to be the truth of the Word of God, does it not? What does the Word of God teach? The Word of God teaches us the means of salvation. The Word of God teaches us how we can be sanctified. The Bible teaches us that the flesh wars against the Spirit. The spirit is at odds against the flesh. We cannot coexist. One needs to go. So the authority needs to be the Word of God. You need to go back to the Word of God and you need to ask yourself, what is truth? What does the Bible say about this Ishmael in my life? So you begin there. You make sure that you are amputating what needs to be amputated. Nothing worse, I can imagine, amputating a leg when it really should have been the hand. That would be a serious mistake. If Ishmael's in the leg and we amputate the hand instead, there's no Ishmael there, well, you're not going to solve your problem. So the Word of God needs to be the authority. Now if you go back to 2 Timothy 3:16, the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. The Bible teaches us what is wrong. The Bible teaches us very clearly what was wrong with Ishmael. Ishmael was a work of the flesh. He was not given by promise. He was the work of the flesh. In Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, please. Romans chapter 2, 14 and 15. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. Now, he clarifies in verse 15. Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience, also bearing witness,
and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. So the Word of God is our means by which we practice radical amputation. Number one, we need to have a basis. What is true? What does the Bible teach about? Is this an Ishmael that needs to go? And then the Word of God will convict and work upon our conscience and bring about reproof. Will tell us, my son, you've got an Ishmael in your life. That Ishmael needs to go. And then if we were to go back to 2 Timothy 3:16, the Word of God is profitable for doctrine. What is right, for reproof, tells us where we've gone wrong. And then correction, it tells us how to get things right. Now what did they need to do in order to set things right? Talk to me. Cast out who? Isaac? No. Ishmael needs to go. Now go to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Look at this. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. He that keepeth his Ishmael will do what? Not prosper. He that covereth his sins shall keep his sins, shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth, identifies the Ishmael, a work of the flesh, and does what? Forsaketh them, shall have mercy. So beloved, my point is simply this, that we as the people of God need to practice radical amputation. Abraham was grieved because Ishmael was his son. And many of God's people, and there might be some here present this morning, in fact I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd make a lot of money. I'm betting upon the fact that there are some people here this morning, more than two hands full worth of people, that had Ishmaels in their life, that instead of you and I practicing radical amputation, we're grieving over the possibility of losing him. See, people today, they want solutions to their problems. You might be here this morning and say, Pastor, I need a solution to my problem. My friend, you need salvation. That's man's greatest need, a relationship with Almighty God. Or you might say, oh, Pastor, I want to be happy. People say, oh, my greatest need is happiness. No, the Bible teaches us man's greatest need is holiness. You might say, oh, no, Pastor, I need to just escape. I just need a means of escape. No. God tells us our greatest need is grace. The sufficiency of God's grace. Oh, but Pastor, I just want to feel good. I just want to have good feelings. Now, what about, how does God feel? Does that ever enter your mind? See, what we want and what we need can vary. And God said to Abraham, God said to Sarah, Ishmael needs to go. Ishmael is a work of the flesh. And my friend this morning, if you want to grow, if you want to push forward in your Christian life, if you want to enjoy the blessings of Isaac, the fulfillment of the promises given to Isaac, you and I need to radically amputate Ishmael. Instead of grieving over him. Oh, Pastor, what will life be like without my Ishmael? It'll be far more spiritual. Yes. But Pastor, how will I survive without Ishmael? Listen, Ishmael should not have been born. May I remind you,
Your disobedience led to the birth of Ishmael, and now you want me, this is God speaking, you want me to feel sorry for you? You birthed sin in your life, you birthed the work of the flesh in your life, and you want me to grieve with you that you will no longer be with Ishmael? You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. My God's holy. My God's holy. And may we as the people of God, instead of grieving over our Ishmael, we need to radically amputate, based upon the authority of the Word of God, doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, based upon the authority of the Word of God, I identify this in my life as an Ishmael. It's got to go. That's my point this morning. That's the lesson. But Abraham grieved, mourned over Ishmael. Does Sarah mourn over Ishmael? Why not? Talk to me. She had no part in his birth. You could say she was safely on the outside and said, he's got to go. He's not my son. He's got the son of promise. He's got to go. And beloved, may God help us to stand to the side as Sarah did and say, he's got to go. He's not the produce of Isaac. He's the produce of Ishmael. He's got to go. What's that for you? What's your Ishmael? Won't let go of.
A big Ishmael for me while I was in my teenage, young adult years was the type of music I was listening to. That was an Ishmael. In fact, administration at the Bible college never did find out, but when I moved into the dormitories, I moved in with some garbage bags full of rock music that I hid under my bed. Yeah, in Bible college. Woo. Ishmael. But praise God that God worked on my heart and over time I realized this is Ishmael. Ishmael needs to go. And yes, Ishmael didn't remain under my bed in Bible college very long. What's your Ishmael? Is it music? Talk to me. Is it a relationship? Is it social networking? Is it a habit? Is it a sport? What's your Ishmael? We need to let go of Ishmael instead of grieving over Ishmael. Some of you are grieving over Ishmael this morning, and that's why you continue to struggle in your Christian life. Instead, you need to say, Ishmael, you're Ishmael. You're not really my son. You should never have been born. I disobeyed God in birthing you into the world. You've got to go. Okay? You've got to go. I've known you for 16 years, you are my son, but you should never have been born. There's the door. You've got to go. That's what we need to do with Ishmael. That's what some of you need to do this morning. That's why some of you this morning are struggling. You're hanging on to Ishmael. That's your problem. Your Ishmael might be bitterness. Your Ishmael might be unforgiveness. Your Ishmael might be a crime that you have committed that you have yet to confess to those in authority that you've committed. What's your Ishmael? That you have birthed
through your disobedience. And that Ishmael, as that Ishmael is tolerated in your life, it's dragging you, it's holding on to you. And guess what? If you don't tell Ishmael to go, do you think he's just going to go? Talk to me. Do you think he's going to get to the point where he's going to say, oh, this is too spiritual around here. I'm not feeling comfortable. I'm going to move on. No, if Ishmael wasn't told by Abraham and Sarah to go, Ishmael would have been there indefinite. Amen. And if you don't let go of Ishmael in your life, he is there indefinitely. And you will get more attached to Ishmael. And then when it's time to amputate, it's going to be more difficult for you to amputate. Is my point clear? Stop grieving over Ishmael. We need what? Radical. Let's say it again. Radical amputation. One more time. Radical amputation. Chop! Pastor, that sounds very vulgar. Amen. Cast out. Throw out. Throw out Hagar. Throw out Ishmael. Cast him out. That's your problem. Some of you are struggling. You're up and down, here and there, everywhere. Woo! Spiritual life is like this. Woo! Like Melbourne weather. You know, just all over the place. Why? Because Ishmael. Get him out. And all of God's people said. That's a powerful prayer. Thank you. Let's stand.